Hello and welcome to Notes from the Den, coming to you from a secret location in the South Downs. It's very windy today. The cold and wet weather has come back after a brief tease of maybe turning into spring, so the wind is back shaking the den again this week. It's been a busy week for me. I've been working on lots of different projects this week, not necessarily concentrating too much on my own content for reasons that will become apparent later in my ramblings. So what I wanted to do this week was explain just a little bit about what I have been working on and all the different things I've been up to. So this week I've been doing lots of work on the Small 99 podcast. So people who knew me on LinkedIn during the lockdown period may remember that I did a podcast called Adam and Simon Bullshit Busters during the lockdown with my friend Adam Bastock. Adam subsequently has formed a company called Small 99, who helps small businesses get to net zero. And I've been working with him on rebooting that podcast, essentially. So we've made six new episodes of that podcast, which are going to be arriving out into LinkedIn very shortly. So that's taken up quite a bit of my time, recording and editing those. And there's also been a lot of planning for the future episodes of those podcasts. So that's been really exciting to kind of get that moving again. And yeah, it's been really good fun. It's a very different vibe to my podcast because there's obviously two of us back and forth. So if you do want to find out about that podcast and get some great tips and info and a new positive narrative around helping small businesses get to net zero, then do follow me on LinkedIn and the posts will become visible there. I have also been working on the rebrand of the marketing agency, so that is progressing. There's a new direction and name and niche for that. So there's been quite a lot of work in terms of trying to find the right language in order to describe the kind of people we want to work with and also what it is we want to deliver for them and with them and sort of communicating that. So it's been an interesting period of kind of going through and, yeah, taking a bit of my own advice, really, when it comes to writing copy, which has been really good fun. And then the last thing I did this week is I went on an away day with a friend of mine, Joel Lawson, who runs a consultancy coaching and consultancy company, I guess we could call it, called In Your Corner. And he helps solo founders who are feeling a bit lost, who are feeling a bit overwhelmed, a bit stressed, who are hiding in busyness, which I think is a great phrase. That feeling of just, well, I can't do anything else because I'm too fucking busy. He helps people get past that in both their family lives and their business life and just helps them get sorted, get the finances in order, get the team working again, just get everything feeling like it's under control. So anyway, he ran an away day, which is a test format for a new thing that he wants to do, and he invited some founders out to a lovely Flint barn in the Sussex Downs, which is called Field Food, and that was really good. It was a really nice day. We just spent the day connecting, sharing what we're working on, some of the challenges we're facing, but also just getting to know other founders and listening and connecting and, I guess, reflecting on how far we'd come and what we were all trying to do in, I guess, similar but different ways. So that was really rewarding, but it did take a whole day out of the week, which I'm really pleased I did, because it gave me a lot of clarity about the rebrand, for one, but also the direction I'm going with all the podcast and the content. So why have I not been working on so much of my content, you might be wondering? Well, the reason for that is because I'm about to take a break. Essentially, I'm going on holiday. It's my 40th birthday this year. So about 5 years ago, I decided I would take basically a month out of the business and go to Japan. So I've been saving up for that. And it's next week. I will be back on June 17th will be the next bit of content that I put out. So during that time, I'm not going to be making any new content. However, I am going to schedule in some best of emails to revisit some of my most watched or listened to content from the last couple of years. So that will be coming to your inbox every Monday. So you won't be without that email, but it will be a slightly different flavour than normal. This, of course, also means that I won't be able to sign and post out the books. So if you have been thinking about getting a book, then you will need to place your order by the 10th of May in order to get that book posted and signed. You can still order it after that. It just means that I won't be sending it until the 10th of June is the earliest I'll be sending books. But do check the website for the latest details on that. If you're listening in the distant future, in many years to come, when you stumble upon this podcast in the dark depths of podcast archive world, then thanks for indulging me in that little time-sensitive news update. For those of you who have been listening to the podcast since the beginning, I do really appreciate it. I've been delightfully surprised in how many listens this podcast has had. It's far more than YouTube. It's hundreds and hundreds of listens, and that has really surprised me how many people love the podcast format more than the video format. So, yeah, I guess my advice there is if you are thinking you're going to do a podcast but you're not sure many people would listen to it, I would say go for it, because people are discovering this podcast and coming to connect with me on LinkedIn, saying they've heard the episodes, they've discovered them on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and it's just wonderful to see that the podcast platform is still growing and is still engaging listeners. So, yeah, thanks very much for listening. And if you do know someone who you think might like the podcast, then please do share it with them. There won't be any new podcasts coming to the feed for a little while, but there's still the whole back catalogue to enjoy. So thanks very much for listening. And until the 17th of June, I wish you well and I'll see you soon. Bye.